All right, on the phone, somewhere on his way to Levity Live in West Nyack, New York, is Aries Spears. Aries, good morning.
Oh, good morning. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. Say good morning to Sherry Shepherd.
Aries,
what's happening, baby?
Long time I miss your face.
I know. From where I'm driving, there's a beautiful view. You get it?
Thank you, Aries.
You got it, baby.
Yeah. You still going through your divorce?
Yeah, how's it going with you, man?
The male rape has officially ended.
I'm sorry, Aries.
Divorce for a man is like getting raped in the police station while the cops watching don't help.
Wow. Oh, Aries. Would you get married again? I think marriage is a great thing.
Only if she's as rich as Oprah. She got to have more money than me.
And what about you, Sherry? Would you get married again?
I'm with Aries. Aries, you want to go to Stedman route, huh?
Yes, I'm ready to be some woman's man, bitch. Carry the purse and say yes, dear.
It is cheaper.
Yeah. Chris Rock is going through it right now, huh?
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't know they were married, like he said, 12 years. So that means he got to give her 6 years of money.
No, 18 or 19 years, baby.
Yeah,
19 years, Aries.
Oh,
that really hurt you.
Because I know what it is, and I ain't got Chris Rock money.
And their prenup has expired, Aries.
Chris Rock ain't got Chris Rock money, but that, don't worry about it.
Yeah, their prenup is expired, Aries. They don't even have a prenup now.
Did you have a prenup?
Did you have a prenup, Aries?
No. I'm stupid.
What about you, Sherry? Did you have a prenup?
Yes, I had a prenup. Thank you.
You know what's crazy? Now I understand why Hugh Hefner is 118 years old. He's happy. He's doing it the right way.
All right. Well, what do you think about Jay-Z and Beyonce? You think Jay-Z? What would Jay-Z say about their relationship right now, Aries Spears?
Well, you know, we two peas in the same pot. You know what I mean? She got hers and I got mine, so I don't need her money. She already know what it is. It's your boy.
It's your boy.
Bill Cosby is going through it right now. What would Bill Cosby say if he would say anything? And he hasn't said anything. If he would say something, what could he say?
You know, I talked to Rudy, Theo, Vanessa, and Elvin, and Sandra, and they know that I didn't do what the people said I did. Just because the woman woke up and saw me sucking on her toes while masturbating doesn't mean that it wasn't consensual. If you're not awake to say no, then it really does mean yes, you see.
We finally get a statement from Bill Cosby.
Finally, somebody said something.
Magic Johnson. He's doing everything, man. He's got businesses all over the world. Tycoon. What would Magic say today?
You know, it's like when I played basketball, and I played with Larry Bird and Michael Jordan. Woo! Bill better be careful because, you know, when you put a stick in the pudding without the permission, it lead to bad things. He might catch the hiv.
And what would Snoop Dogg say?
Hey, you know what's happening, Jack? Snoop Dogg double just for shizzle, my nizzle. Maybe if Bill roll with me, he wouldn't have to do it because I got plenty of holes for that pudding.
Woo!
And Denzel has been married like 100 years to the same woman.
You make it sound like a prison sentence.
What would Denzel say about marriage?
Well, you know, marriage is a beautiful institution. I think every man and every woman should get together. And if you're not going to stay together, then what's the point? I love my wife. I love everything about her. But most of all, I love the fact that she's not after my money.
Do you do Whoopi Goldberg?
No, I can't. I think they already did her in that Star Wars movie called Jar Jar Binks.
Sherry has left the building.
Okay.
You were crazy.
Who is it that
you look like? You look like 2 Chainz, right?
No. Yo,
who is it you wish you could do, right? Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What voice do you just
that
like,
you work on that you and it's just not there, but you yet, always yeah. wanted to do?
Oh, man. Probably Richard Pryor.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems like an easy one to do.
That seems like you
no,
should
do not at all. Not at all. Richard, you know, his voice is real specific, especially the more he got animated on stage. And I've tried to tackle it, but that's a tough one.
What do you ever look at a person? What makes you look at a person and say, I'm going to parody him or do this person?
Do that voice.
You know what? It's I always tell people it's kind of like music. You know, people that have an ear for tone and inflection and speech pattern and tone, it's like if they hit the note. Everybody's voice mm-hmm. is a certain note. So if you can hit that note, then that enables you to really hone in on it. And some people I have a closer register to than others.
Like
does
Paul
it help
Mooney.
If you see some? Go ahead, yeah, Paul Mooney.
Like you know, Paul is just. Hey, brother, Paul is low. Paul is right here, brother. You know, it's that gruff. You understand what it is. Them white folks, them black women are out to get Bill Cosby. Them peppers are black slaves wanting to come up. They're turning on it. They are turning on that bro like Sam Jackson in the Django.
Django.
Aries, one of my favorite people, my baby, I play his wife on 30 Rock, is Tracy Jordan, Tracy Morgan.
Morgan.
Have you ever done Tracy Morgan?
I can't, you know what, I'd love to because Tracy's voice is so animated.
Yes.
And the two people that I know do both, the two people that I both know who do great Tracy Morgan are two white boys.
Really? Ah.
Yeah, Jay Moore does a great Tracy Morgan.
Does it?
Yeah.
Does it help you when you see somebody else do a voice and then it clicks for you? You kind of pick up notes and stuff like that.
You know, it's funny when I first started doing Denzel, I had more of Denzel's mannerism than his actual voice. But then when I saw this comedian, this brother out of Chicago named Reggie Reg doing Bad Boys the comedy, he made me tighten up.
Yeah, Reggie Reg nails it, man.
Do you ever meet the people of the voices that you do? Do they ever look at you and go, I don't talk like that?
You know who is real hard like that is LL. LL takes himself real serious.
Yeah.
And, you know, I literally did the lip-licking thing and the whole, you know what I mean, crazy beat. And he looked right at me and was like, yo, that's crazy, man. I don't even know why you licking your lips, man. Oh. And as he said, he was licking his lips.
I love it.
Has anyone gotten mad at you about doing an impersonation?
You know, I don't know if he was mad at me because he was just genuinely mad or whether it was the cocaine. But DMX was a little... He was like, hey, yo, dog, I heard you did some things with my voice. I, if it's good, I like it. If it's not,
See, Aries Spears, this weekend, starting tonight, Aries?
Tonight, one show, 2 shows Friday, 2 on Saturday, and 1 on Sunday.
Levity Live in West Nyack, New York. Rip it up, Aries Spears.